This show furnished by Dr. Robert Martin.
It's the weekend and time to start feeling healthy again. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Martin is a chiropractic physician, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and diplomate of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. The information presented is educational in nature. Now, on Talk Radio 790 KABC, it's Dr. Bob.
Ring my friend, I said you call Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Dr. Robert, if you're down, he'll pick you up. Dr. Robert, take a drink from his special cup. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, he's a man you must believe, helping anyone in need. No one can succeed like Dr. Robert.
Well, your body didn't come with an owner's manual, so we provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm your designated driver on the highway to health. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the program. And remember, unlike the government, I really am here to help you out with your most precious possession. That, of course, is your health. Because if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines for open line health questions. Should you have a question about yourself or the health of somebody else, then call into our toll-free number right now. Get on a line, ask that question, and I'll do my very best to try to help you out. Here's the number into the show. It's toll-free, 800-222-222. 1-800-222-KABC. From headaches to hemorrhoids, aches to shakes, pimples to prostate problems, eczema to ear problems, and all points in between. Whatever it is that you're bothered by health-wise, I'm here for you. Trust me, I'm a doctor. 800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. Now, we have an interesting lineup of information to talk about today, but before we get to the headlines we're going to discuss on the show today, I just wanted to remind everyone that there were some very interesting topics that we placed this last week on our Facebook page. And if you're not a Facebook friend, you're encouraged to become one because, you know, frankly, this show does not allow us to have enough time to put all the information out that we want. So we use the Facebook page and my web page as sort of an overflow mechanism of all this healthy information that we believe you'd be interested in learning more about. And oh, by the way, we do have the results of last week's health poll question. We asked, do you believe men who watch pornography are A, less happy in their relationships, or B, happier in their relationships? We'll have the results of that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to run through some of the topics that were covered this last week on the Facebook page, which you may be interested in learning more about. And some of it is somewhat strange. There, one of them that we had a lot of activity and a lot of feedback by was a company that is currently implanting microchips into their employees. It's almost like a sci-fi movie, folks, where it's if you know anything about the collective cyborg consciousness, resistance is futile, you would know what I'm talking about. But what it basically is there's a company that takes their employees and gives them the option of allowing them to be implanted with a microchip so that they don't have to carry around a security card or a security card to get into doors, operate printers, buy smoothies in the snack machine inside the business. All they have to do is just sort of wave their hand, because underneath their skin, right in the web of between their thumb and their pointer finger, this company will take a syringe, I'm not making this up, and inject this little microchip, so that microchip is with you all the time, both at work and everywhere else you go. and they will be happy to inject you with this microchip so that life is more convenient for you. And if you want to know more about it, you got to read it. It's something straight out of a sci-fi movie. And it may be the shape of things to come. Let's hope not, but it is. Also on Facebook, there was an admonition there about if you leave your toilet seat up after doing your business and you flush it, looking down to see the dookie go down, you are making a huge mistake, a big mistake. Because as many as 3.2 million bacteria per square inch may be lurking in your toilet. And I know this may be too early or any time to talk about this, but it is true. You should never, never, ever leave your toilet seat up while flushing. And if you want more details on that, hit the Facebook page, read the entire story. And lastly, the third post that was there, which many of our listeners found interesting, was an infographic chart. And it was a face of a young lady, and it was basically a map of the face showing that if you have any blemishes or any kind of aberrancy with your skin on your face in certain quadrants of your face, let's say under your eyes or on your nose or a cheek or your chin or your forehead, that could indicate a specific health problem. Yeah, there's whole healing art and study of the facial features called physiognomy, and you can actually get an outside-in look of what could be going on with your health, with your kidneys, your lungs, if you're dehydrated, if you've got stomach problems, hormones, before you ever know it, before you ever become symptomatic, just by looking at the face and some of the facial features in that area. Check it out. It's all there on the Facebook page. Going through my webpage at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor and then page down on the right to the Facebook. There's also Twitter opportunities there as well. All right, now let's get to last week's results of the question that we posed on the site. And I want to thank those folks who made the effort to go over to my page and vote on the question. Do you believe men who watch pornography are A, less happy in their relationships, or B, happier in their relationships? And this is based on researchers who analyzed 50 studies, trying to find if there was a link of satisfaction. Men who watch porn are more likely to feel unsatisfied in their relationships, according to the new study, but the same could not be said about women. The researchers analyzed 50 studies on the linkage of porn and satisfaction, including data from more than 50,000 people, which revealed higher instances of dissatisfaction among male porn watchers. So here are the results of our poll, those of you who made the effort to go over and vote. 73% of votes that came into my website at drbob.com said they vote on A, which is less happy relationships of those men who are watching pornography, versus 27% of you who voted on B, happier relationships. So the A's have it by quite a large margin. And of course, the researchers found the same exact thing. They believe, at least through the survey, if truth be told, that men who are watching pornography are just not as happy in their relationships as a result of watching the pornography. Okay, so there you have it. Now then, some of the topics we're going to cover today on the program, a big study out revealing that there's some dangerous water lurking in your tap, and it was spotted across the U.S. One of the most dangerous pesticides used today has been found in drinking water, a new study reveals. Scientists say the chemicals showing up in taps across the United States may attack cells in the human nervous system. That's not a good thing, for sure. And we'll have the details of that coming up on the show today. We're also going to be talking about Mayo Clinic and the fact that the doctors at the Mayo Clinic are really encouraging people to get second opinions. And it's always a good idea when you have a complex, you know, health problem to get a second opinion, because, I mean, healthcare is complete guesswork, folks. based on, you know, scientific rationale, based on philosophy, based on a lot of things, but it's certainly not math and pure science. It's not. It's guesswork. And no matter how men and women who are in healthcare guess one way or the other, they get paid either way, wrong or right, correct? We're going to talk about this because only 12% of initial medical diagnoses were completely accurate, according to Mayo Clinic. 12%. Well, let's see. That's 88% incorrect or inadequate first diagnosis. We'll talk more about that and in just a little bit. Also in the news, antibiotics. Now, everybody knows that antibiotics, once called miracle drugs, may not be as miraculous as once thought anymore anyway, because scientists have found the antibiotics use for a specific period of time may increase the risk, ready for this, may increase the risk of developing bowel cancer by a massive 73%. 73% increased risk of bowel cancer as a result of using antibiotics at a certain age bracket for a certain period of time. And we've got the details of that. But the most important facet of this radio show is not just the news we're talking about that you need to learn more about, but also what's going on with you currently. Got a gallbladder problem or gout? Got allergies or arthritis or wrinkles or warts or carpal tunnel or want to lower your cholesterol safely and naturally? Well, then get on your telephone and all points in between. The only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So here's the number again. Call into the program with your health question, lame, good, or otherwise. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. Taking open line health questions and trying to help as many people as we can in the time that we have to spend with you. 800-222-5222. Now, we'll get to the phones and also start with the news in just a little bit, but let me remind you of what Leslie Burke from Wise Choice Medicine teaches us each and every single time she comes on this show and we discuss vision, we discuss eye care, we talk about eye diseases and how we can avoid them, and particularly the eye disease, which is one of the most common forms and leading cause of blindness in the U.S., which happens to be cataracts. And cataracts are widespread. And I didn't realize this until you start reading the literature. Cataracts don't start when the doctor, you know, tells you that you have cataracts. Cataracts begins in your childhood when you're out in the sunlight without sunglasses. It begins when you're in the ocean without sunglasses. It begins when you're on the ski slope without sunglasses. And sun, the ultraviolet rays hit your eye and it causes the proteins in the lens of your eye to break down. And then light can't get through because there's damage. Well, here's the good news. Well, there's more bad news before I get to the good news. The fact is, everybody, all people, virtually all people, will have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. But here's the really good news. As Leslie Burke from Wise Choice Medicine has taught us, thanks to a revolutionary and safe breakthrough, there now exists a all-natural eye drop called CanSee. CanSee eye drops by Wise Choice Medicine containing the special nutrient N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered in scientific studies to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. So the idea being that if you put this eye drop in your eye, number one, you're going to prevent cataracts from happening in the first place. Obviously, you need to use your sunglasses and all the good things you know to do, not smoke cigarettes and all the lifestyle things, because they also accelerate eye damage, right? But CanSee eye drops with this amazing breakthrough nutrient in the eye helps to stave off the effects of the damage, and it'll actually reverse cataracts in people at a certain level. So get started. Prevent them and reverse them if you have them. Most people have them. What are you going to do? So think about it. Here's the phone number to call to order CanSee eye drops by Wise Choice Medicine. I use these eye drops, by the way, personally. I don't want to be blind. I won't be able to talk or read to you. Here's the number. Well, talk, yes, read, no. 800-861-4936 to order CanSee eye drops by Wise Choice Medicine. 1-800-861-4936. You can also check out the science or order it online. Kick the tires at wisechoicemedicine.com. wisechoicemedicine.com or 1-800-861-4936. By the way, this same eye drop helps dry eyes. It's been noted to help people with floaters and people with glaucoma pressure, even retinal problems. Anecdotally, we know those reports are coming in. 1-800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com for can-see eye drops. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Want to get live and local?
Come on, give me the number.
The number?
Here's my number.
800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Okay, who is this?
It's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden Attempt, we'll talk about the follow-up to Syria. Also, the China Summit. We'll talk about why Steve Bannon is trending really hot right now. And we'll discuss why Los Angeles tops the list of dog attacks on mail carriers. By the way, why doesn't a dog attack a UPS guy? Do they know the difference? We'll discuss all of those stories and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. We're going to go to phone calls and questions. If you're on hold right now, be patient. We'll get to your call. And if you want to get into the show to ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else or just make a health comment, don't get shut out. Call in right now. The lines are filling up. Here's the number into the show, 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Dr. Ross Pelton's been a guest on the program before. He's a pharmacist. He's a certified clinical nutritionist, former hospital administrator. He's the guy that teaches us about the revolutionary breakthrough in the new supplement, the transformation of the future he calls in preventative and restorative health with a new supplement called RegActive. Backwards, it means active regeneration. RegActive, the supplement that features the innovative probiotic strain ME3. What's that mean? Well, it means it's a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research that has now been scientifically proven to naturally stimulate one of the most important antioxidants in the human body that researchers have been searching to try to figure this out for decades. Finally, it takes a specialized probiotic to generate glutathione. That's the master antioxidant in the human body. And it takes this probiotic to generate more glutathione in our cells so that we're able to fight off free radicals, environmental toxins, which we're all hit with, and the effects of accelerated aging, which a lot of people are under. Now, they have three different versions of the RegActive. They've got RegActive for the heart, the cardiovascular system. They've got one for detoxification and the immune system, and one for the liver. So it depends on where you want to go. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. You can find RegActive anywhere they sell essential formulas, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, such as Lassen's Natural Foods. They carry RegActive. You'll find it at Sprouts, Whole Foods, Capital Drugs, Mother's Markets. RegActive is at vitamin shops, Jimbo's, Rainbow Acres, and Great Earth Vitamins. Look for RegActive in your favorite health food store. All right, let us now go to the phones, and we'll start off with Tony. And Tony is in Santa Clarita. Welcome to the program, Tony. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Bob. Last week you were talking about healthy chewing gum, and only two chewing gums were healthy.
Yes.
And one of them was Spry. Was the other one Eclipse? Eclipse, because I went on that website, and it was difficult to get it on my phone, but was the other one Eclipse?
I don't recall which one the second one was. I just know more about the Spry, which is readily available in health food stores and even in now drugstores. CVS, I guess, carries it, and a lot of other stores carry it. But
okay, then that's where I'll go then.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would, you know, get over to in a lot of the health food stores carry the Spry gum as well. They have it in different flavors. I think cinnamon, peppermint. They have it now a fruit flavor, which has now been moved up to the top for me. It was the cinnamon, now the fruit flavored Spry gum. But they also have Spry mints. And if you want to get your kids off the junk food and the candy, they also make one, a candy that has xylitol in it, which won't rot their teeth. In fact, it will regenerate teeth because it's high in xylitol and keep the germs that are responsible for tooth decay in children, because let's face it, kids are going to eat, you know, junk food from time to time and sticky stuff, and they don't brush their teeth well. Unless they're really skillful, and not many kids that are very young do that. And so you protect their health in general, but especially their dental health, by giving them these either the Spry chewing gum if they're old enough to chew it, or they've got these candies called Sparks, S-P-A-R-X, Sparks candy. So you can do that. They also even have a mouth wash or rinse that also has the xylitol in it, so you'd be good to go.
Hey, what about all these baseball players chewing that real sugar pink gum? That's really bad for them.
Really bad for them. It's probably on that list of the 15 ugly, bad gums that have illegal substances in them. And when I say illegal, compared to Prop 65 in California, but some of these artificial sweetening agents are cancerous. And that's what we were talking about last week with David Steinman, the publisher of Healthy Living Magazine, which you can get a copy of. Anybody who's listening to me right now can get a copy of that magazine at Whole Foods or Barnes & Noble, or go over to the website healthylivingmagazine.us. A very interesting and provocative chart that they put in to the magazine that I think anybody who's chewing gum or knows somebody who's chewing gum ought to take a look at that chart, because it's scary to know that you're taking these nutritive sweeteners in there, aspartame and sucralose, which are cancer-causing in the animal model, and many people believe in human beings. So wouldn't you want to know? But at least you have an alternative, and that's the beauty of Healthy Living Magazine, is they give you that alternative. They don't just leave you twisting in the wind. They say, okay, here are the 15 bad ones. And I'm talking about very popular gums that I used to chew, from Juicy Fruit to Mentos to Orbit. The list goes on and on. So if you've got a favorite gum, find out if it's on the list. But know that Spry is not one of those gums. It's the favorable gum you'll be able to find in good health food stores. All right. Thank you for your phone call, Tony. You're welcome. Next up, we say hello to Alan, who's calling in from Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Alan. Hello.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you taking my call. I'm 75 years old. About 2.5-3 years ago, I had my gallbladder removed laparoscopically.
Okay.
And is there any protocol or something I should be doing, because it's been removed, to increase my general health?
Yes, there is. And it's a good question, because people leave the surgeons' offices and they don't get any of this information. And what you need to do when you lose an organ like the gallbladder, you need to find a way to compensate for that, because we know that people who lose their gallbladders have a higher risk of cancer. That's a known fact. It's not a high percentage, but it is a percentage. Your body has to compensate. Now you have bile and other things rolling straight into your system without, you know, it's just a constant stream from the liver into the small intestine without the gallbladder squirting it in there when you need it. So what you should do is to compensate for this is you should get into the health food store and pick up something called Bioplasma, bio-plasma, P-L-A-S-M-A. These are tissue salts that will give you what the gallbladder would have had it not been removed. And then, of course, you need to be on a good high-fiber diet, trying to lower fats in your diet, especially animal fats in dairy foods and saturated fats in beef and pork, and have a more of a Mediterranean plant-based diet. Because if you do that, you're going to be a whole lot better off. Getting plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, beans, that sort of thing. And you're going to be a whole lot better off than you would have if you didn't do that. There is a way to compensate for it. And I just wish you would have called before the gallbladder was removed, because most people who are contemplating having the gallbladder removed, whether they've been told there's nothing else that can be done or not, is just not true most of the time. I used to supervise gallbladder liver purges on people. I know this is water under the bridge for you, Alan, but other people listening could benefit. You know, and I get it. You know, doctors, you know, will be doctors. It's like a carpenter with a hammer in his or her hand. Everything's a nail, right? Well, and a doctor who's oriented towards, you know, anything that moves or goes wrong, let's remove it from the body. Gallbladder surgery is very common these days. It's unfortunate because you can alter a person's lifestyle and behavior to get them off of a diet that's pro-gallbladder sludge, which is sugar and a high-fat diet without proper fiber and enough exercise, and usually they're overweight, and they're female, and they're over the age of 40. But you can usually, with a simple regimen of apple juice, lemon juice, and olive oil, purge the liver gallbladder out, the sludge, the stones. I've supervised it in hundreds of people, been able to help people avoid surgery most of the time. Now, some gallbladders get sick enough, and people are so clogged up that there's no other way, and we're lucky we have these arthroscopic surgeries today, and they're a lot less invasive. They're safer. We have instruments like ultrasound and DynaScans and other things that can, you know, better understand the function of what's going on there. But far and away, the majority of people that I've ever seen who have gallbladder complaints or this can be managed naturally without surgery. I used to have a whole closet full of jars of gallstones that people used to bring in after we put them on these supervised flushes. And it was interesting because we asked him to do that because we'd have people coming in that just doubted that you could do it, especially our doctor patients and nurse patients. Oh, no, you can't do that to the gallbladder. It's only surgery. That and bull. Follow me, please. Let's go to the closet. Okay, see all those jars in there with their initials and the dates? These are people who flushed their gallbladders out and avoided losing an important organ. And the cost and the dumping syndrome or whatever, you know, risk they may have taken in surgery. All right, Alan, thank you for your call. Good question. All right, that opens up another line. Call in. You can. Here's the number, 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-KABC. Ladies and gentlemen, I bet those bags and puffiness issues you're having under your eyes are still not going away. Maybe you're uttering the five dangerous words. Maybe it'll go away. And it doesn't. So many of you have been asking the company Chaminade for a great deal on GenuCell. So GenuCell is back with a great discount. Here it is. GenuCell is a topical. It's a topical cream, a luxurious cream that you simply massage into your skin underneath the eyes, which is where the bags and the puffiness exists. GenuCell has plant stem cells in it, anti-aging peptides, and it targets the puffiness and bags under the eyes. But something new is waiting for you. When you order GenuCell today, you'll get a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Also, the company that distributes GenuCell, Chaminade, will also give you Esotique, that's Chaminade's anti-aging collagen builder. And for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get GenuCell immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a 2-month supply of three amazing Chaminade products for less than department or drugstore brands that don't work anyway. Here's the number to call to take advantage of Chaminade's GenuCell and all the goodies they're going to give you. $50 instant coupon, SOTEEK, anti-aging collagen builder. Here it is, 800-543-6596. That's the number to call now. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell now. Get two free gifts and a $50 instant coupon while supplies last. 1-800-543-6596 for GenuCell. 800-543-6596. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Coming up on the next drive home with Juliet Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you if more bombs are flying in Syria.
And the great LT, no, not Lawrence Taylor, Leo Terrell is going to stop by this week.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The KABC will call window is now open.
Hi, I hear you're giving away tickets to music shows and comedies and...
Oh, yeah, it's a little added bonus for listening to KABC.
I'll take 10 of each, please.
Well, you do have to win them first.
Hey, buddy, mind if I borrow your phone?
Listen, call, win! The KABC will call your ticket to SoCal's hottest tickets. Courtesy of 790 KABC. Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
All right, so if you like what you hear here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show, don't keep this show such a big secret. We follow the Motorman Show each and every Sunday at 10 o'clock, and we're here for you. And by virtue of the extension of this radio show, you can go hit my website and hear the nationally syndicated version of this program, the full Monty, 3 hours of syndicated show. We do that every weekend. And it's all there for the listening on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. In just a little bit, we're going to talk about this dangerous pesticide detected in drinking water. Chemical that attacks the human nervous system is spotted in taps across the U.S. We'll get to that in a little bit, and back to your calls in a little bit as well. First this, you know, forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night, and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved if you're a man who has a bloated prostate gland. And men over the age of 40 tend to have bloated prostate glands. That's why they get up in the middle of the night and they have to urinate 3, 4, 5 times a night. It's why their sex life is circling the drain, and they're just popping Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis like M&Ms, not understanding that it has nothing to do with that deficiency, but rather a prostate that's swollen that can be fixed, not just, you know, bypassed with these expensive $15 a pop pills. I'm talking about PT9. That's a natural supplement that has 9 different science-based ingredients in it that has revolutionized the health of men's prostate health throughout the United States for hundreds of thousands of men, and it's doing so every single day. Men that don't want to get up 3, 4 times a night to urinate. Men who want that proud urinary stream back like they used to have. And men who want to be functioning on all 8 cylinders in the intimacy department at night or anytime they want because they don't have to take the woody pills. We're talking about PT9. It helps in this department as well. It's guaranteed to work or you get your money back. It's that simple. A healthy prostate for life. Does that work for you? Here's the number to call. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. You won't have to sit on the end of the theater seats out on the outer edges so that you can run to the bathroom or the aisle seat on the airplane or map your way to work every day knowing where the closest John is. Oh, wow, what a life. Get a life with PT9. Get a healthy prostate. 800-317-9863 for PT9. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dr. Bob, I just love it when you talk healthy to me.
I'm so glad to hear that. All right, welcome back. Now, before we go back to any phone calls and questions, I want to discuss with you this very troubling article that I ran into this week about this dangerous pesticide, which I had no idea about this pesticide. After all, I'm not a bug guy. One of the most dangerous pesticides has been found in drinking water, a new study reveals. Scientists say neonicotinoids. Neonicotinoids, which attack cells in the human nervous system, have been spotted in taps across the U.S. The class of insecticides is one of the most commonly used across our country, branded as being safer than other chemicals on the market, even though it'll attack your nervous system. But chronic exposure to this pesticide has been linked in damage to the central nervous system that could result in paralysis and even death. These neonicotinoids, most of which were first released in the 1990s, were designed to be more environmentally friendly than other chemicals on the market. Unfortunately, they became widespread, but now researchers are finding this out that they're not, and they're now calling them neonics. They became this reputable thing because they believe these neonics are also the insecticides that are killing all the bee population. Suddenly all the bees are dying. All these hives are dying. And it could be this. And we see these pesticides in Scott's fertilizer and Ortho tree and shrub and all this other stuff. Not good. The way that you can counter it is, you know, ask or read the labels to make sure that you're not disseminating in the environment these neonicotinoids. It'll be written on anything that you use in your yard or on your lawn or in your garden. And if you don't want to come in through your tap water, who on earth would drink tap water in the first place? I don't know. But if you are doing it, you can get one of these granular activated carbon filters that will help with 100% blockage of these neonicotinoids insecticides, so you're not drinking it in and your family's not drinking it. This stuff is absolutely gross. All right, let's go back to your phone calls and your questions once again. Next up, we say hello to Lee in Garden Grove. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Lee, hello.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I've got a question regarding a reoccurring hernia. 10 years ago in 2010, or not 10 years ago, it was 7 years ago, I had a hernia repaired.
Mm-hmm. Is that what, an inguinal hernia, a groin hernia?
A groin.
Okay.
Yes. And my left testicle was always swollen.
Was that after and or every, before? Was that after or before the surgery? Okay.
It was after. Okay. And everybody told me, don't worry about it. If it doesn't bother you, it's not going to hurt you. Don't worry about it, so on and so forth. Well, mm-hmm. I had my medical deductible was paid up last year, so I went and had the surgery done. Mm-hmm. And they did a hydroseal, and come to find out, it was still leaking. Mm-hmm. So what they had me do was they had me go see a hernia specialist. Mm-hmm. And come to find out that the hernia that was repaired in 2010 was not repaired properly, and they had to repair it again. Mm-hmm. How often does this happen?
Not as often as it used to in the olden days, because hernia surgery has come a long way, like a lot of other surgery. What you need, sir, is a phone number of a malpractice lawyer. This is the problem. There are, you know, it's just like anything else. It's risky to do anything. It's a benefit risk package. Hernias have to be repaired. There's just no question. And when you have a rip or a tear in the abdominal wall and your intestine is bulging through there, it can cause strangulation of the hernia, of the intestinal tissue. It can cause that tissue to die. There's chronic inflammation, but something went wrongly in the surgery that ought not go wrong. And just to, you know, kind of blow you off and say, oh, don't worry about it, it'll go away. No, no, no. You need to find out what happened and try to get this thing resolved in some manner. And I, in addition to getting some different opinions on this, I would call a malpractice insurance lawyer. That's what I would do. And I'm sorry to hear that this has happened to you, by the way. But it does happen. It's just it's part of the risks. And I don't know if you had any options there. You just had the wrong person, wrong surgery. There's you know, all kinds of questions here to be answered and asked. All right, I thank you for your phone call, Lee. Good health to you. All right, now then, let's say hello to next to Patrick in Santa Margarita. Welcome to the program, Patrick. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Yes, sir.
I was bitten by something about 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the first week, my eye swelled up, and it was on my forehead, so it drained down to my eye, and I closed my eye up and everything. It's been 4 weeks, and I still have a bump with a line running from it. We went through the house, and I found a black widow in my closet.
Jeez.
So I'm assuming it's that. And it just hasn't gone down. It's no other side effects.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a doctor yet?
I have not.
Yeah, that might be something. When you have a red line coming off of any kind of an a bump or something that's like a sting or some kind of a skin lesion, that could be a staph infection setting up in that. And I don't want that. It's close to your brain. Patrick, you should have somebody take a look at that. In the meantime, I would take some hydrogen peroxide and spray that on that area and push it into the area, soak it, and maybe even to draw some of the toxin out of there, I would take some activated charcoal and pulverize it, and you can get these activated charcoal tablets in the health food store. I would put a little bit of olive oil and put a little poultice on that and put it over that bump with a Band-Aid over it to try to draw some of that toxin right out of that area after you do the hydrogen peroxide to make sure there's not an infection running into that, and then get over to a doctor as soon as possible to look at that to make sure it's not more serious and that doesn't have to be lanced.
Okay. Yeah, so don't try to poke it with a needle or anything?
Oh, no. Don't do that, my friend. Don't do that. Please don't do that. That could be disastrous. It's not worth it. I know nobody wants to go see a doctor. Nobody wants to go through the hassle of it all, waiting and all that. But look, this infection, if there is an infection, if there's a red line coming from that, that could be an infection that could go directly to your brain. It's awfully close there, and it's not worth taking that chance.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your free call. All right, let's talk about how we look at our homes as, you know, as they start to get older, we like to think about, all right, I'm going to remodel my home. I'm going to remodel my bathroom. It's getting old. It's outdated. We remodel our kitchen because it's outdated. We never think about remodeling our bodies. But you really can remodel your gut, and you should, because your gut is under assault. It breaks down. It ages just like your kitchen, just like your bathroom. And when your gut ages and it doesn't get resupplied with the proper nutrients, your health can break down. Any successful remodeling job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage the growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that and more. In fact, Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive and immune health. So remodel your gut, because let's face it, somewhere along the line, you may have had a round of antibiotics which decimated all the good players in your gut. You may have drank chlorinated water along the line, or had food poisoning, or the flu, and or been on some type of pharmaceutical drug, which they all wreak havoc on the good flora in the gut, and they need to be replenished if you expect to stay healthy. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You can find them at finer health food stores, including Whole Foods, Sprouts Markets. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Lassen's Natural Foods, Mother's Markets, Vitamin Shop, Jimbo's, Rainbow Acres, Great Earth Vitamins, and Capital Drugs. Look for, ask for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the one that doesn't require refrigeration, the one that I take, and the one that you should take, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
News, talk, evolve. 790 KABC.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822, and request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Coming up on the next drive home with Juliet Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you if more bombs are flying in Syria.
And the great LT, no, not Lawrence Taylor, Leo Terrell is going to stop by this week.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, you're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and if you've got friends or neighbors or coworkers or loved ones and you think they could benefit by tuning into this radio show, you should invite them to do just that, because we're here for you. We're here for them as well. We answer questions. I answer questions here on the air, provide health topics. In fact, I'm going to be talking in just a moment about the fact that Mayo Clinic researchers demonstrate the value of second opinions. Wait until you hear how wrong the diagnosis was going into Mayo Clinic with patients going there for second opinion. This is just amazing. We'll talk about that in a little bit. First, this, though. This is not so amazing when it comes to men and women who are stressed out, who are somewhat depressed and feeling not as confident about themselves because they're losing their hair. Their hair is not as strong, it's not as healthy, and it's not as full as that lion's mane used to have. So what are you going to do about it? Just complain or just do something about it? Well, here's that something to do. Provia. Jot it down. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is an all-natural hair-thinning therapy that can help you get stronger, healthier, fuller hair, like it has so many other men and women who have thinning hair. They're losing their hair. They have a receding hairline. They're seeing more of their scalp when they look in the mirror, more brush on their comb or their brush, more hair at the bottom of the shower they're picking up. Stop it with Provia, the all-natural hair-thinning therapy that's guaranteed to work or you get your money back, period. Provia attacks three main reasons for hair thinning, and it helps to stimulate and reactivate your aging hair follicles so that you have stronger, healthier, and fuller hair. You will get compliments guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works on both men and women, and it's safe for colored and treated hair. You can call this toll-free number to order Provia today. Jot it down, 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. Provia works or you get your money back. That simple. 1-800-525-6916 for Provia. All right, before we get back to the calls, let's go over this Mayo finding. You know, everybody wonders, is it 100% when you go into a doctor's office and you got some problem, they look at you and they ask you questions, they examine you, and then they give you a diagnosis. How accurate is that? Is it always 100%? Far from it. Healthcare is guesswork, folks. It's not math. 2 and 2 equals 4, always. In healthcare, it's never that way. Many patients who go to Mayo Clinic to get a second opinion or diagnosis confirmation before treatment for complex, you know, conditions, medical conditions, This is what they found. In a new study, Mayo Clinic reports that as many as 88% of those patients that come there for a second opinion to Mayo Clinic go home with a new or refined diagnosis, changing their care plan and potentially their lives. Conversely, only 12% of those patients who went to Mayo Clinic to get a second opinion on a diagnosis, only 12% received a confirmation that the original diagnosis was complete and correct. Listen to this. This is amazing. You could do better flipping a coin here. I mean, 12% accuracy on the first diagnosis? That according to Mayo Clinic. When people are sick, they look to their doctors to find solutions. However, physicians don't always have the answers, often because of the unusual nature of the symptoms and the complexity of the condition. The second opinion could lead to a quicker access to life-saving treatment or stopping unnecessary treatments. That's what Mayo Clinic is talking about. And so as I'm reading this, I'm going, okay, well, that's all good and fine. But what they don't mention here is that maybe a second opinion for a non-life-threatening condition ought to happen outside of conventional medicine, i.e., go see the homeopathic doctor, go see the naturopathic doctor, go see the chiropractic doctor, go see anybody who doesn't wield a prescription pad to give you some poison that may have lots of side effects or recommend a surgery that you don't even need. 12% accuracy on the first diagnosis, folks, of these patients coming to Mayo Clinic to get a second opinion. So realize that you may be having the same thing happen to yourself. And there's plenty of healing arts out there beyond conventional medicine to get second opinions. I mean, why not treat benign self-limiting conditions with gentler, kinder treatments than giving poisons in the form of pharmaceuticals or surgeries that people don't even need in the first place? Now, of course, emergency procedures are completely, you know, it's a whole nother deal. Call 911, get in an ambulance, go to the emergency room. We do that. We do phenomenal stuff in that regard. But there's so many times there's stuff given that's unnecessary. Here's a classic example. Taking antibiotics more than 2 weeks increases your risk of bowel cancer by a whopping 73%. It's not me saying that. It's a new study out about this. Think about people who take antibiotics for more than 15 days. It increases their risk of developing bowel cancer by 73%. And polyps, these small growths in the lining of the bowel, occur to these folks. It's, in other words, the miracle drug that used to be the miracle drug is not so miraculous anymore. We know that excessive use and injudicious use of antibiotics has led to these problems with these infections that we're seeing in the hospitals, MRSA infections. And people who have acne are on antibiotics for like 6 to 8 weeks for a course. People with rosacea, they get put on antibiotics for months at a time. Are there other treatments? Yes. Yes, there are, but sometimes you can't get away from antibiotics if you have an infection. An antibiotic could actually save your life, but when do you know the right time it is? Well, you have to trust in your doctor's expertise, but at least you know, and you must start thinking about the connection. Well, what is it about antibiotics, taking them for more than 2 weeks at a certain age bracket, that increases my risk of bowel cancer by a whopping 73%? Well, taking antibiotics, it's sort of a scorched earth kind of a thing. You don't just eliminate bad bacteria, you get rid of all the good. And that's why you need to be taking, sometimes is, you know, your bowel can be messed up for as much as a year after taking just one single round of 7 to 10 days of an antibiotic. And this is why it's so important to understand why taking probiotics after having a round of antibiotics is so important in getting the right one in your system. Now, I'm a big fan of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for good reason. I take it and I recommend it. But think about the antibiotic exposure you're getting in beef, because we know that livestock get hit with antibiotics, chicken, water, trace amounts of drugs in water, not just antibiotics, but painkillers and tranquilizers. You got to be vigilant about your health and protect your health and be active in order to protect your most precious possession, your health. And hopefully this show will serve as a